content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. And we're going to start with the articles on mindfulness from Prevention Magazine, Finding Your Calm. And so this episode today is what's actually the difference between mindfulness and meditation? The answer is mind-blowing. And yes, pun fully intended, or pun fully intended. The whole Zen thing is blowing up these days. It seems as if everyone is rolling out their yoga mats, Instagramming be mindful, be here now posts, and drinking the metaphorical green Kool-Aid. But just because wellness has officially reached the masses doesn't necessarily make it any less confusing. It's complicated, majorly heady stuff, especially when thinking about nuanced concepts like the difference between meditation and mindfulness. To help you clear up the confusion once and for all, and thus score an run at your wellness game, badum-ching, we checked in with mindfulness expert Alicia Goldstein, PhD, author of The Now Effect, and designer of the Mindfulness at Work program. The main reason that people tend to confuse mindfulness with meditation is that both have multiple definitions and are intertwined in various ways. So it's totally understandable if only kind of sort of vaguely know the almost difference. Let's start with meditation. At its core, meditation is when you intentionally set aside time to do something good for yourself, explains Goldstein. And that's all, really. As long as you are doing something good for you on purpose, whatever it is, that action may be, that is meditation. For instance, there's exercise meditation in which you intentionally set out to exercise to clear your mind. There's prayer meditation when you intentionally send prayers out to the universe. There's music meditation where the whole purpose is to relax you, and the list goes on. Here's where the mix-up happens. Mindfulness is basically just being aware and can be practiced both informally and formally, which is what many people don't understand. When you're practicing mindfulness informally, that means you are simply attempting to be more aware in everything you do, and that mentally, that mentality can be infused into pretty much anything. But the formal practice of mindfulness is mindfulness meditation. So wait, what's mindfulness meditation then? That's when you intentionally pay attention to whatever is here in the moment. The goal is to learn to be really present, to the point that when you feel yourself reacting a certain way in the moment later on, you are so aware of the now that you're then able to take a step back and literally change your knee-jerk reaction so that you do something in a different way. Keep them both close. Phew. So, just to summarize, meditation is when you set aside time intentionally to do something that's good for you. And there are all kinds of meditations. Mindfulness is both a general awareness of the world and a formal meditation practice. It's two things, not one. Meditation and mindfulness overlap in mindfulness meditation, which is one of the most popular types of meditation. Now we're moving on to the complete guide to heart health for people over 50. And today we're going to look at keeping the beat. Your heart health is truly at your fingertips. Thanks to technology, new technology, tracking your ticker has never been easier. Tracking your heart rate on a wearable device has been possible for decades, but it's mainly been athletes who've availed themselves of what were then specialized devices. But now, a whole slew of apps and wearables can track your heart rate over time, check for irregularities, measure other cardiovascular health signs like heart rate variability and blood pressure, and share this information with your doctor. Of course, these can't officially diagnose underlying heart issues, but many can help your doctor diagnose conditions like arrhythmias and hypertension before they spiral out of control, and help track how your heart is responding to prescribed treatments between doctor visits. Whether you're just curious about what your heart is doing or need closer monitoring, the following apps and wearables can make staying heart healthy a little easier. Heart rate monitoring apps. Most heart rate monitoring apps use your smartphone's camera lens and flash to detect subtle changes in skin color caused by your heart pushing out oxygenated blood with each beat, explains Austin, Texas-based biomedical engineer Scott Collins. Chest strap and Holter monitors are still the most accurate measurement tools, but apps can provide supplementary information about your heart rate to doctors. Instant Heart Rate. A 2017 Journal of Innovation in Health Informatics report judged this app, which determines your pulse when you press your finger over your smartphone's camera lens and flash for 10 seconds, one of the most accurate pulse-detecting downloads on the market. The basic version lets you store multiple measurements and tag each with what you were doing at the time, such as resting or exercising, to track heart rate changes across activities. Premium features let you generate graphs and printable reports to share with your doctor. It's free for Android with in-app purchases and $4.99 for an iPhone. And there again, that was Instant Heart Rate. Cardiac Diagnosis, Arrhythmia. Using the same camera and flash technology listed above, this app analyzes your heart rhythm, the pattern of your heartbeats, and alerts you to abnormalities. Normal rhythms, such as sinus rhythms, encompass heart rates between 60 and 100 beats per minute at rest, with a slight increase as you inhale and a decrease as you exhale. And this was explained by Spencer Kroll, who's an internal medicine specialist in Morganville, New Jersey. Abnormal rhythms, arrhythmias, Kroll adds, include bradycardia, a pulse below 60 beats per minute, tachycardia, a pulse over 100 beats per minute at rest, and atrial fibrillation, a condition where your heart's top chambers, atria, beat irregularly. Note, if you're very fit, your heart rate will often drop below 60 beats per minute. Some doctors have patients download cardiac diagnosis to capture data outside office visits that can be compared with or elaborate on data obtained during visits. This app is free for Android with in-app purchases. Cardia, K-A-R-D-I-A. This app tracks and analyzes heart rate and rhythm data from the FDA-approved CardioMobile Health Monitor, which is $89, a small device with two pulse-detecting squares to identify heart rhythm abnormalities. Cardia and Cardia Mobile are ideal for people diagnosed with conditions such as atrial fibrillation or those at risk for them due to underlying problems like diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid abnormalities, or sleep apnea. Readouts available through the app can help you determine if you need to take an extra dose of arrhythmia medication, when to schedule an appointment with your doctor, and when to seek emergency treatment. This is free for iPhone and Android, but requires additional gear. Apps that track or monitor blood pressure. Helpful for folks diagnosed with or at risk of hypertension who want to track their blood pressure over time. Most blood pressure tracking apps serve as diaries that allow you to enter readouts from separate devices, such as a blood pressure cuff, which is still the most accurate way to measure it. This information is according to Kroll. He recommends Omron brand products like the 3 Series Upper Arm Blood Pressure Monitor that sells for $40. Feeling nervous at a doctor's visit can raise blood pressure by 20 to 30 points or higher, a phenomenon known as white coat hypertension. So it's helpful to know your readings between visits when you're calmer. More regular readings also give you a clearer sense of what your average blood pressure is. For a blood pressure tracker plus, that's the name, blood pressure tracker plus, enter blood pressure and pulse readings into this app to generate graphs, charts, and spreadsheets to send to your doctor. It also gives you monthly reports of the days you spent in a blood pressure zone. Free for iPhone with in-app purchases. Then there's Smart BP. Like Blood Pressure Tracker Plus, Smart BP tracks blood pressure and generates stats, but can also sync with the Apple Watch to record other vitals, such as heart rate and rhythm. It's free for iPhone with in-app purchase. Blood Pressure Log, My Diary. Enter blood pressure, pulse, weight, and blood glucose levels, if you take them, into this app alongside what you were doing at the time of measurement, such as sitting or lying down, to generate weekly and monthly graphs and analytics, like average blood pressure and pulse over time, to share with your doctor. That's free for Android. Cardio, that's Q-A-R-D-I-O, is designed to work with the Cardio Arm Blood Pressure Monitor, which sells for $79 to $99, that tracks your pulse and heart rate variably. The natural variation in time between each heartbeat that indicates cardiovascular fitness and is indicated by HRV. With high HRV being healthier and low HRV indicating risk of heart disease, says Kroll. This app collects and analyzes your vital stats. You can share graphs and charts with doctors and see how your readings measure up to World Health Organization standards for healthy blood pressure and pulse ranges. It is free for Android and iPhone, but does require additional gear. Wearable tech. Several smartwatches can reliably track your heart rate, theoretically detect arrhythmias, and even infer blood pressure from cuffs inside the watch band, or by analyzing electrical patterns and your pulse. Some can also derive your HRV. Most work by shooting a pulsing green light onto your skin that senses variations in blood volume, and most sync with your smartphone so you can track your stats. Apple Watch Series 4 and up, $255 to $399. FDA approved to accurately monitor and detect irregular heart rhythms. The Apple Watch can alert users to abnormalities. Series 4 and up can also perceive hard falls, like if you were to pass out or take a tumble while exercising, and facilitate 911 calls. Series 6 uses infrared LED lights and photo sensors to estimate how much oxygen your red blood cells are carrying. Anything below 95% warrants a call to your doctor. Apple Watch is only compatible with iPhone. Samsung Galaxy Watch 3, and that sells for $139 to $599, also boasting an FDA-approved mechanism to detect irregular heart rhythms, a fall sensor, and blood oxygenation estimates. Samsung's Galaxy Watch 3 can determine blood pressure and HRV, which it uses to gauge your stress levels, since a lower HRV indicates higher stress, and it's compatible with Android and iOS. Fitbit Sense, selling for $219 to $329, though this wearable doesn't have an SOS feature, its heart rate feature is FDA approved, plus it tracks your temperature, blood pressure, calories burned, and stress detected from electrical impulses on your skin. It's compatible with both iPhone and Android. Omron Heart Guide sells for $499. If blood pressure is your prime concern, Omron's Health Guide may be your best, albeit expensive, bet for wearables. The blood pressure monitoring cuff inside its wristband is FDA approved. It also tracks your steps, calories, and sleep habits, and is compatible with most devices, including iPhone and Android. Remember, apps and wearables aren't the ultimate authority on your well-being. If you're feeling dizzy or lightheaded, experiencing chest pain or shortness of breath, or if you're slurring your words, feel a side of your face drooping, or can't move a limb, call 911, no matter what your wearable might be telling you. These are signs of heart attack or stroke and need urgent treatment. And this little sidebar article says your phone may soon know more about you than your physician does. And how to take your pulse the old-fashioned way. Fancy tech isn't required to check your pulse. Lightly press the index and middle fingers of one hand to the inside of the opposite wrist. It's easier to feel on the side of your wrist that's below the thumb, or to your carotid artery. It's on your neck, just under your jaw, toward your ear. Count the number of beats you feel for 60 seconds, or 30 seconds, then multiply by 2. Your pulse should feel strong and like there's the same time between each beat. A thready, it feels string-like, weak pulse may indicate heart dysfunction. As always, reach out to your doctor with any concern. Now on to AARP, the magazine, and we have, under home improvement, two more projects. Pegs and Hooks. Liz Marie Galvin, author of The Cozy White Cottage and the upcoming Cozy White Cottage Seasons. Organizing any room is simple and elegant with attractive hooks or pegs, Galvin says. For older homeowners in particular, it's a way to keep your things neat, at hand, and safe. You can try it yourself. Start with a 1x4-inch board drilled with holes where you want the pegs, Galvin says. Then anchor the board onto studs. To glam it up, paint it to complement your walls and add a 1x8-inch shelf on a pair of wooden corbels. Available at big box stores. Depending on the location, you can hang kitchen or bath items like colanders or towels, copper pots, mudroom items, or basically anything. Or you can call in a pro. A carpenter can help with trickier corner installation if you want to create attractive, usable space in a tight spot, Galvin says, or need help securing, say, a large heavy pegboard to the wall for flexible hook options. For now and forever, for anyone with mobility or cognitive issues, Bellport recommends caddies, lidded containers or baskets that can be hung on a wall or moved as needed. You can label them by task and can close them up and carry them. And project number 7, fire pits for all. Ahmed Hassan, landscape designer, builder, and original host of the DIY Network's Yard Crashers. Even as COVID restrictions ease, we'll continue spending time outdoors, especially for older folks, gathering safely and comfortably with neighbors and friends in yards and outdoor spaces, has been a true lifeline during the pandemic, says Hassan, who suggests keeping the party going by installing a fire pit. Try it yourself. They are easy to install and doable at any budget, literally ranging from $6 to $6,000. For $6, arrange 35 to 40 old bricks in a circle in your yard away from trees or brush, with bricks around the perimeter standing vertical, and those in the center lying flat. Outline the circle with spray paint, dig a hole deep enough to contain your brick pattern, and place your bricks in the hole with landscaping pebbles to fill the gaps. For $60, put three layers of large fire-safe stones or semi-round pavers in a circle and fill with lava rock. Inspect for safety. Call your friends, add wood, and light a match, Hassan says. For $600, order a chic freestanding solo stove or brio that uses air venting and double wall convection for long, nearly smokeless burns. Or you can call a pro. With help, you can bring heat and style to any outdoor patio or backyard with a reinforced concrete fire table that matches the color and design of your house, connected to a natural gas source, so you never have to lift a match. For now and forever, make sure people can safely get to and from the fire pit. Motion-sensing lights on a walkway turn off after a minute so you can enjoy the fire. Instead of camping-type chairs, use solid seating with armrests. And weighted drink holders help secure drinks for grandparents and kids alike. Now, last week we talked about autoimmune diseases, so let's continue with that for a little while. A life-changing diagnosis. Complex can also describe an individual's relationship with the disease itself. For some people, autoimmune disease manifests in symptoms that are mere annoyances or manageable with modest medical intervention, as with mild psoriasis. For others, the condition can be life-altering. 20 years ago, Annie Brewster, M.D., then a medical intern, was going through a divorce and had a 2-year-old in tow. Her feet started tingling. It's probably nothing, she thought. After all, Brewster spent her days running around, wasn't sleeping, and labored under ever-growing stress. As the prickling started creeping up her legs, reaching her mid-belly, she could no longer ignore it. A neurologist diagnosed her with MS, an autoimmune disease of the nervous system. Damage to the myelin sheath, which protects nerve cells, leads to muscle weakness, balance issues, numbness, and prickling and thinking problems. There is no cure for this progressive disease, which in turn, in some people, causes lifelong disability. When I was struggling to accept my diagnosis, I would take care of patients with really debilitating MS, Brewster notes. They would be paralyzed in bed and with bed sores, and it was difficult to think. That might be me one day. Now, 53, Brewster is an internal medicine physician at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston and an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School. And while she has carried on with life for 2 decades with MS, her symptoms reappear periodically. When her legs feel weak, she can still get around to treat patients, but it makes her wonder, where is this going to go? What I fear most is losing my cognitive function, she says. As we get older, we all start to forget more things, but when I walk into a room and forget what I came in for, my brain automatically shifts to, is this normal aging or is this the MS? When you're told you have a lifelong and potentially progressive illness, your headspace gets flooded with what this means for your future. For Gene Davis, after he was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, a gastrointestinal condition in which small sores develop in the lining of the colon, what struck him was the permanency of his illness. When I found out there was no cure, it took a big mental toll on me, he admits. For years, he and his wife have fantasized about spending their retirement traveling. His illness has forced them to change their retirement plans, something that's been difficult to accept. We have a sidebar here. The big chill. Flare-ups of autoimmune disease come and go throughout a life, often triggered by stress. High or chronic stress creates wear and tear on the body that exacerbates inflammation and worsens chronic disease. The doctor regularly prescribes the following techniques to help prolong disease remission and improve quality of life. Meditation, apps such as Headspace, calm and insight timer, teach easy to follow meditations of varying lengths, yoga or stretching. If you're limited in your mobility because of your disease, give chair yoga a try. Tai Chi, one review found that this practice improved quality of life for multiple sclerosis patients. Control breathing techniques. Try the Breathwork or iBreathe app for breathing exercises. Simple mindfulness exercises may also help with stress management and pain control. And finally, physical activity. A study of women with lupus showed that muscle strength and cardiorespiratory fitness were both associated with improved quality of life. Now from AARP Real People, the Instant Family. We found a baby in the subway and adopted him. A chance discovery and a shocking question turned this couple into parents. Danny Stewart. It happened 21 years ago, but I remember every detail. I was rushing to meet Pete for dinner, his partner, when I noted a bundle in a corner of the 14th Street subway station. Pete. Danny and I had been together for about 3 years, but we weren't thinking about marriage or a family. We weren't even allowed to get married back then. Danny. I thought I saw a doll inside the bundle, but then its tiny legs moved. This was before everybody had cell phones. I found a payphone and called 911. Then I called Pete. Pete. I ran over to meet him just as the police were taking the baby away. Danny. Over the next few days, I tried to find out how the baby was doing, but no one would tell me, so I thought that would be that. Then, a couple of months later, I got a notice asking me to give testimony. At the hearing, the judge asked me, "Would you be interested in adopting this baby?" I was shocked, but I said yes. Pete. Danny can't decide between tater tots and french fries, but he said yes to this? Danny. I knew it would work out. When I held Kevin for the first time, it felt like a miracle. Pete. In 2011, same-sex marriage became legal in New York. Kevin was 10 by then, and he asked us, "Don't judges marry people?" I knew where we were going with this. That same judge agreed to do our ceremony. Danny. Kevin is taller than both of us. We actually look up to him. He runs marathons. He's taught himself how to play the guitar, how to play piano. He's respectful. He's kind. I really admire him. His way of going about life is just amazing. Well, folks, we've run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Or if you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.